Okay, so we're on Tzadi Tes. I'm an Aleph 1 and 2. Something like 13, 15 lines down from the top. So we ended last time with an Ikad Amrei, a different way to ask the overall question that the Gemara is asking. So the Gemara says, the Ikad Amrei, we read this part we read already yesterday. The Ikad Amrei, Halo Tebalacha Hichat Amrei Lezil Zabin Le Lischa Vezabin Le Kura Devadem Mosif Al Devar of Havi, right? The question is not, what if someone sends a messenger and says to him, sell a lischa, which is only half a core, right, of a field, and then the guy ends up selling extra. He sells double, right, the core. That's vade mosif al devar of havei. That's not a violation of his shlichus, but it's just an extension or extending it, doing extra. So that's not the question that everybody agrees about. Ki tibay lecha da'amalei zil zaven lekura va'azav zaven lelischa. Right. The question is, what happens if he does the opposite? The guy says, I want you to sell a core of a field, sell 100 acres, whatever. And that's not real measurements. I'm just giving examples, right? But then the guy goes out, he sells only 50 acres, right? My, what's the halacha? Mi aminan amalei. Do we say that the shlich can say to him, the tavalacha abdi lacha, I did what's good for you? Why? Because if you needed the money again now, you wouldn't be able to go back on the deal. So I only sold half. If you want to sell the other half, go get kizun. You can sell the other half if you want. But if I sell the full core, now you would be stuck. You have to keep it. So I was trying to help you out. Oh, Dilma, and therefore I was doing your best interest, and I did mention it. Oh, Dilma, Amalei, lo nichli de livshut stari ilave. Or do we say no? That he's really violated the shlichus. The shlichus is null and void because the mishalech can say, "I didn't want two shtaros, you know, half the field and half the field. I wanted one deal, and now you didn't do what I asked." So Gemara is going to try to answer the question. So Amr Rabbi Chanina Misura. So Rabbi Chanina Misura says, "Tashma, I'm trying to bring your proof. Ta nasan lo dinar shel zav va'amr lo haveli chaluk." So God gives him a dinar shel zav. A dinar shel zav is worth 6 selah. Okay, which will be important in a second. So, v'amalo haveli chaluk, buy me a beautiful garment for 6 selah for a dinar shel zav. V'halach v'hevi lo b'shalosh chaluk u'b'shalosh talis, and instead of bringing him 1 chaluk for 6 selah, he spends 3 on a chaluk and 3 on something extra which he didn't ask for, which is a talis. And then again, the case always is, what happens if it turns out that the money that they used was hekdesh money, right? He didn't know the mishalech made a mistake, and he gave the guy the 6 selah, and it turns out that the money was used for it was hekdesh. The question comes, who was mal? Who's the person who used it themselves, right? So from this, the shliach, I do exactly what the shliach asked me, so I'm not mal because it was only the I was just doing the will of the mishalech. But if I do something on my own, right, so then the shliach himself can be violate mi'ilah, right, making use of hekdesh for his personal purposes. So the gemara, so the answer in that case is shnehem malu, right, that both of them are considered having made use of the money. How's that? So iyam is bishlam shliach ki hay gavna oseh shlichuso u'mosav al devar ifavei. If you want to say that in this case, the shliach, again, he bought 2 things instead of 1. Right, for the same amount of total money, right, he used the full 6 selah for two different things, but he bought 2 things instead of 1. So you want to say he did a shlichus and he's just mosav al devar, he's just adding on. So then I understand why the balabayis is mal, because again the shliach is just doing that which the balabayis wanted, right? Ela'i amris mavir al devar of habe ma'ima. But if you're telling me that if the argument is, and in this case he was mavril devar, if he did something that the shliach didn't want from him, so how is it shnehem mal? Like, how can you argue that the shliach himself was mal? So answer the Gemara. So, and the possibility here, the argument is, so what do you see? It must be that when he it must be right. It must be that he was a mosav al devar. Exactly, fine. So and doesn't violate the whole shlichus, even though he purchases kind of like more than he asked him to. So answer the Gemara. No. Hachamai skinan da aisile shis shava sheish b'shalosh. No, that's not what the case is. The case is that he purchased a chaluk that was he got a deal, right? So he bought the a cloak, which is valued, a chaluk, which is valued at six, he bought it alone for three. He got a deal, right? So he did. So it sounds like he got a deal for the guy. So Mar says, okay. Ihachi shliach amay mal. So why is the shliach mal? He had three left over because he did so much with the first three. He was osis shlichuso with just the first three, right? So that's good. So why is that bad? No, answer the Atalis, because he shouldn't have gone ahead and bought the extra thing. Right? He got the thing that was valued at six, he got it for three, and then he went and purchased something else. And that already was him doing something himself. So that's why he's ma also. Where it says, Ihachi, ema, really? Okay. I mean, the assumption now is that going ahead and buying the talis was still extra. It wasn't something that the first guy wanted him to do. Okay, and Gemara's going to explain why in a second. So, Ihachi, ema, seifa, that's true, but now look at the end of the case. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af bezeh, even in this case, says Rabbi Yehuda, balabais lo mal. No, the balabais is not mal in this case. Why? Sorry. Shiyacha lomar, he can say to him, chaluk godo hayisi mevakesh, viata veseli, chaluk katan vera. Because he can say to him, I asked you for something, we'll say at this moment, at this right now, sa'a chaluk, a big chaluk, and you brought me a small and bad one. Okay? So, my ra, what do you mean that it's bad? Ra bedamim, right? It's bad in terms of quality, right? The amalei I isis li bishis kol shegein da havi shavet tartes rei, right? So what he can argue to him is, yeah, you got a deal, right? But whenever you get a deal, it means that all the deals could pile up. So if I gave you six, what could you have bought for me? Something worth 12, right? You could have got me even a higher quality. We'll see that someone explaining even more than 12. Right, but the point being is, like, I asked you to get something valued at six. I gave you six sellouts in order to buy this from me, and you got me a deal. Thanks. But if there were deals, I wanted you to just buy me one thing that was valued that you could use the full six for. And instead, you bought two different things. That wasn't what I asked you to do. Fine. Okay. And daikanami dekatani, and I can show you that it really means this, that ra means rabadam. How do I know? Dekatani modir of Yehuda bekitnis. Kitnis are like kitnios, like legumes, right? That Rabbi Yehuda agrees when it comes to kitnios, sheshnehem ma'alu, that again, if a shliach sends a mishalech sends a shliach to go purchase kitnios for him, right? That they both, there could be a scenario where they both violate me'ilah. Why? Sha kitnis b'sela v'kitnis b'pruta sh'mamina. Because what happens? Because sometimes kitnios are sold b'sela, Rashi says on the top of the Tzadik Testament base. Sha kitnis b'sela he kitnis bepruta, right? That when I sell, that the baby, when kitnis are sold, whether it's sella or pruta, it doesn't make a difference. It all comes out, it's measured sort of exactly, right? Because Rashi says, mishum de zavin tfei, lo musli gabe, right? The fact that it's, sometimes you buy more, you save more, right? That sometimes the deal in the supermarket, right? Buy more, save more. So that's not necessarily the case by kitnios. However much you buy, it's sort of all the same, right? And Gemara explains, hey chidami, what does that mean? If you want to say it's a place where they sell things kind of like best estimation, so right? So if it's just by estimation, so then when you buy something with a seller, like more, you're going to end up getting more because they're only estimating, right? But Rav Papa, what's the case? So Rav Papa says the case is where they sell in very small measured amounts. And so that what ends up happening, it's always the same. Right, whatever they sell you, it's very small and measured, exact. And so, no matter how much you buy, you're always going to end up, you're always buying an exact amount. But why does that matter for us? It matters for us because what can happen is the person can say, and Rashi says, "Kana kana bepruta." Like you see, Rashi three lines from the top. Im ata chafetz yoser shlachot vekach, meaning that basically, when the guy goes ahead and he purchases a certain amount, right? So the shliach can say, look, I bought you exactly what you asked me, and I didn't buy more. Because the guy might be frustrated. What do you mean? It was a sale. If you buy more, you save more. I would have wanted you to buy more. And he says, it's not buy more, save more. All right, so if you wanted more, I used the exact amount you wanted me to use. If you wanted more, you can always go back and get more that way. So that's why there's frustration, I guess, the frustration in this case of, or the kindness case is a point that it can be, there are scenarios where it's more exact, and therefore, if it's not, it's considered a frustration, right? And that's why he's annoyed. But the point is that it's for that specific reason why he's frustrated with him. It's not that fundamentally the guy is violates the the shlichos, where he sometimes gets more, sometimes gets less, it can depend on the case and depend on what's going on in the marketplace at the time. Fine. So the Gemara does not resolve our question, and it's going to try again. So Tashma says the Gemara Vayter. Haisak subasa arba meyazus. Okay, this is our case from our Mishnah. So what? Again, a woman who has a ksuba that's worth 400 zus. So really, it's really three times, right? She sells one field for 100, another field for 100, a third field for 100. Well, the acharon yafem mana v'dinar b'mana. And now the last one, which we mentioned before, she sells, it's worth a mana and a dinar, so a little over a mana, but she's not owed anymore. She's owed just the mana left, right? And she sells something worth a little bit more for 100. So what happens? Shal acharon batel v'shal kulan mechon kayin. So the last one is batel because she's selling more than she's a shliach of the Yisomim, right? When she's selling these fields in order to collect her ksuba. It's their field. Whatever's left is theirs. So she goes ahead and she sells it for more than it's valued, right? So then we say, whoa, sorry, no deal. The deal's off, right? However, the first three sales, when she makes the first three sales, each time she is owed 400 and she only sells it for 100 at a time, right? So look at Rashi. Shakula mechon kayam. V'ha-hacha d'lizvune ba'arba mea shadruha. Right? In a certain sense, the Yisomim sent her on a shlichus to sell the field for 400. And how much did she sell it for? Only 100. Right? U'machra l'rishon b'mana d'hainu zavin li kura v'zavin le'lischa. So what did she do? It's sort of the same case. They said, sell it for 400, and she only sold it for 100. She's sort of violating the shlichus of the Yisomim, right? And nevertheless, what do we say for the first three? Mechar kayam, right? The first one, three. The first one is off for a different reason because she sold it for more, you know, more than she's owed. So maybe you have an argument here. Maybe there's a proof that if the guy intended her to sell more, the shlichus. The Mishaleach intends the guy to sell the shliach to sell more, and he sells less. That the mechir is still good. So the guy's fine. That it should work.
Even though it resulted in multiple sales, which was
so. Let's give me the Gemara's answer. Yeah. Yeah, correct. You're right. Oh. As you're reading this, you're like, huh? Not exactly. All right. So the Gemara's going to answer that way. Kid Amar Rav Shisha Bered Rav Idi Bikatine Hachanami Bikatine. No, the difference is the field's not big enough. All right. So Rashi says, what are the cases? Or maybe it's not. Maybe it may not be exactly what you meant. But the Gemara's answer is Kitin Lekarashi Lo Hayu Sados Halalu Yachad. Right? What happened? Why should you tell one field, one field, one field, one field? Because the fields are all in separate places. Right? We talk all the time about how there's a value in contiguous fields. Right? And people have rights to a field that's contiguous to them to a certain extent to purchase it. Right? So Rashi says Lo Hayu Sados Halalu Yachad Ve'ein Ru'uyan La'Adam Echad. They may kara idaiti dahachi nasa shliach. Meaning, if the Yisomim know that if she's going to sell these fields, she can only sell them for 100 at a time. And therefore, that's not a violation of the shlichus. And that's why the mechir is kayim. That doesn't mean, again, not a proof, that anytime someone sells you to do something, you only do half of it, that the shlichus is still good. So Gemara says, okay, fine. So there's no proof. So Gemara tries another case. And this is now not a new proof per se. It's sort of another a little bit of a related topic. Because we never really proved the answer to our original question. So pshita, amar le'echad velo l'shnayim. When he says, if he tells the shliach, right, sell to one and not to two, ha'amar le'echad velo l'shnayim, ha'amar le'echad velo l'shnayim. Meaning, I know that the person says, so the mishleach says, look, sell the field to one person and not to two people. Don't split it up. Fine. So that I understand. That for sure we know what the halacha is. The person should sell it only to one and not to two. That's what he said. But Amar Leila Echad Stam Amai. What if he just says, do me a favor, sell this field to one person? Right, so what is that? What's the implication there? So if Huna Amar Le'echad V'lo L'shnayim. Huna says it means sell to one and not to two. That's what he said, right? So he said Le'echad. V'chista Rav V'Rav Bar Rav Huna Da'amri Tevayu Le'echad V'afil L'shnayim V'afilu Le'echad V'afil L'meya. If he says sell it to one, it doesn't mean to exclude. Right? People talk that way sometimes. Sell it to him. Sell it to someone. It doesn't mean one as opposed to two. It just means, it can mean even to sell it to 100 people. I don't care. I just want the money. Right? However many people it needs to go to. Usually the value of selling to one is only one star, etc. That's part of the thing we saw before. Okay. So, Ikla Rav Nachman, the Surah. So, Rav Nachman came to visit Surah. Oh, the guy right, Surah is one of the main places we had yeshivas, right? Oh, legabei Rav Chista, v'rabba bar Rav Huna. So he saw, right? Rav Chista and rabba Rav Huna. So Amalei, ki ha'gavna ma, he asked him, what's the halacha in this case? So Amalehu, le'echad v'afil l'shnayim, le'echad v'afil l'meya. I don't care, it doesn't have to be one only. It's one stam, could be even to 100 people. So Amalei, so he says, so Amalei, afakav t'tah shliach. Is that true even to shliach made a mistake? Like he didn't intend to? So Amalu, the Tash Shliach, look, I mean, what are you talking about? No, I didn't say he made a mistake. I'm not talking about a case where the Shliach made a mistake. I'm talking about the case where the guy told him to sell to one, and he decides to sell to two, not by mistake, he just decided it. So Amalei, v'amamar ein ona lekarkos. So he says, but wait a second, you hold that when it comes to selling of fields, that there's no ona, ona is overcharging, right? There's no such thing as overcharging when it comes to karka. Meaning, if there's no such thing as overcharging when it comes to karka, what could you have argued? The shliach is being sent to sell the field. So what if he made a mistake? Instead of selling a field for 500, he sold it for 750, right? So you yourself are of the opinion, they said, that there's no such thing as ona b'karkos. So maybe it should work even if the shliach made a mistake. That should work also. So he answers him, no, hani mili heched eta balabayis. So he says, no, that's only when the owner himself, when you say ain't no nabi kakos, that's what? That's when the owner of the field decides that he either oversells or undersells, right? So, in this case, probably more concerned that he's underselling, right? The ona would be on the person on the buyer. The buyer's is buying it for less. But the point is that that's only true ein ona b'karkos when the owner himself is making the deal. But if the owner sent a shliach to sell, to make a sale, and then he oversells or undersells, what can the balabai say? I didn't want you to mess it. I just told you to do this for me. I didn't tell you, now you messed me over. Right? The fact that when the balabai himself would do it, he would have to take it on himself, and we say, sorry, ein ona b'karkos, and you know, you can't come to us, you made that mistake yourself. That's if he made his own mistake. But if he sent someone else to do it, and the shliach himself made a mistake, that's just a mistake that the shliach made, and therefore he's not the deal's off. Fine. So okay, umina temra the shiny bein shliach lebalabayis. So how do I know that there's a distinction to be made here between the shliach and the balabayis himself? For mishnah, this non haomer shlucho say vitrom. So let's say someone sends a shliach to go take truma on their behalf. So there's one of the rules by truma is that truma is there's no fixed amount. Suppose a meiser, for example, which is always 1/10 of your produce. Truma, there's a range of what you can do. So Chazal, you can take a 40th, a 50th, or a 60th of the produce that you take off as truma. And so, you know, if you take a 40th, you consider taking be'ayin yafeh, but a 60th, you're taking ayin ra, then you're being more stingy, and a 50th is like a middle ground. But the bottom line is, you send a shliach to take truma on your behalf, right? So what happens? Torim kedas balabai. So he should take like the balabayis wants him to, right? Look at Rashi right across the way. Torim kidas balabayis kifi mashu makir bo im ayin yafa echa meirbayim v'im ayin ra echa b'shishim. You should know. This guy should know whether the guy sending him is more stingy or more interested in giving more to the coin. Fine. So v'im eni odeya daito shal balabayis. And what if he doesn't know what the balabayis' intentions are? Torim b'beninis, right? Echa mechamishim. So you should do a middle ground and take 2%. One out of 50. Okay. But piches asara o hosif asara, but if then he goes ahead and he actually takes off, right, 10, Rashi says, piches asara shetarm echa me'arbayim, right? Right? Or he's hosif asara, right? Or he takes off now. It's funny. Piches, 1 out of 40 is really, he's actually adding. He's giving more, right? But or hosif asara, meaning he's giving less, 160, chumas or chuma. I mean, he does his best to decide if the guy would give what he would give. He doesn't know. So give one out of 50, and if it turns out that that he was wrong, okay, 10 one way or the other, that doesn't bother us, right? V'ilagave balabayis, Tanya, but if the owner himself is doing so, Tanya tarim va'ala b'yado afilu echad me'esrim trumas or truma. When it comes to balabayis, let's say he goes ahead and he sticks his hand in and he's going to take truma, and it turns out he takes 5%, right? 1 out of 20. What happens? Halach is the truma's chal, right? That amount is chal, even though he's the balabayis. What do you see? You see that when the balabayis himself makes the mistake, we're much, you know, we have much more wiggle room to assume that what he did was fine. He's the owner. But was the shliach, when he does what he does, if he makes a mistake a little bit in either direction, okay. But a larger mistake, we would discount, and that'd be considered the shliach making a mistake. And it wouldn't be chal. So that's how you see there's a distinction here between the actions of the Baal HaBayis and the actions of the Shliach. Fine. So Tashma. Haisak Subasa Arba Meozuz. So again, back to our original case from our Mishnah. Okay, a woman who has a ksuba that is 400 zuz. Machal lazeh, b'manav lazeh, b'manav l'achon shav b'manav dinar So he goes ahead again. She sells three fields, each one for mana, and then the last one she sells for mana v'dinar, for only 100. So what do we say? Sha'achron batav v'shakulam mechron kaim. Right? And the rule was, the other three, the mechir is good, but for the last field, the mechir is no good. So I'm Rav Shisha, b'reid Rav Idi, b'kitini. So Rav Shisha, b'reid Rav Idi says, yeah, again, like we said before, that case is a case where we, again, the fact that she goes ahead and she got the first three done is not again a violation of the das l'bal bayis, of the yorshim, but rather, in the end of the day, it was just that those fields were taka all smaller, and that the yorshim had that in mind. Does the note there explain why the Gemara brings this case back at the way end? Are recording it again?
Yeah, it's good. Right? Going back to the Gemara is going back to its question of where Hamar le'achad v'lo l'shnayim.
Yeah,
it's bringing a raya for that case.
For that case, right? Okay,
right.
And so because these because the Baal HaBayis there said to him sell to one and not to two.
Yeah, so it's no 23.
Yeah. It's a nice little conclusion to our Gemara, but we have to make sure we understand why we're Gemara just brought it back. I think Rashi addresses it here.
Yeah,
the bottom Rashi. Look at the bottom Rashi. Tashma Haisak Subasa. Rashi says Ve'i Afushe Shtare K'pedehi. Right, meaning if having lots of shtaros is something that bothers the Baal HaBayis, right? Or the in this case the Yisomim, right? Again, they're going to have four shtaros instead of one, and that bothers them, right? Nihi Nami the Yisomim Lo Galu Datayu. Even though that the Yisomim never said what they want, Anan Mia Diyad Yisomim Ba'inan Lemihave. We were careful for the Yad Yisomim, right? So it's Lame Mar Mechran Batel. I could have said it was Batel. So the fact that we go ahead and we say that the Mechira is good for 1, 2, and 3, so you see that we are not makbid on Echad, that it should be Echad. And even if it's 2 or 3 or 4 or whatever, it still doesn't bother us. And the Gemara's response is, no, it's not true. That's not a proof of that either. Because again, the case was a case where it's multiple small fields and there's nothing you can say about it.
So he quotes the Maharam Shift.
Yeah.
Therefore, in our case, where the principal tells the agent to tell to one person, we can assume that it means only one person.
We would think that, right? We would think that would be the example, but that would be a proof, right? That's what we're actually saying. And the answer is, no, sorry. I mean, you just keep on trying to use our Gemara's. Our Mishnah is a proof for different things. And the answer is, it's not a proof. Why is it not a proof? Because again, the case is, 1, 1, 1 are all individual things that she never could have sold as one. So the argument is, oh, see, you sold it to multiple people and we don't care. And just, no, they really would care. But in this case, there's nothing, there was nothing to do anyways. It wouldn't have made sense to assume that they should sell it specifically to all to one person. Okay, so let's read the Mishnah. Let's set ourselves up for going for next week. It says the Mishnah as follows: Shum Hadayanim, right? So the Dayanim will have to give an appraisal of a field, etc. So if they were doing a shum, they were doing a shum Hadayanim, and shepichzu shtos o sifu shtos, and they made a mistake, right? They valued or overvalued. Right, so then what happens? Mechran batal. So the mechira is no good because they made a mistake in terms of the mechira. How'd you find out? They must have gone somewhere else and found out that the understanding that this was a mistake. Shim Gamliel Omer Mechran Kayam. If the Shim Gamliel says like if they did a shum dayan and in the end of the day the mechira went through, so then the mechira is kayam. So im kain ma koch beiz in yafe. Right, because if not. Right, then if I can always go and double check them with somebody else and say, oh, you know what, it seems like it gives off. So then the fact that I got a certified, a document that says this is the value, and then someone can go later and continually challenge it and make the mechira no good. So then going to get the Beis Din to certify it isn't going to help anybody. So you're right. It's true. They might make a mistake, but it doesn't matter. We still we have to keep that goat. We have to stick with it because otherwise you just totally destroy the integrity of the Beis Din. Avaim asu igeres bikores beinehen. Afilu machro shava mana b'masayim or shava masayim b'mana mechachaim. But they made a igeres bikores. Rashi is a hachraza, right? So v'loshem bikores shemevakrin osa b'nei adam aydei hachraza, that they like give it to each other by a proclamation. Yeah. So which I guess is less official. Right, it's not like as much of a determination that way. It's sort of like an agreement. So then, it doesn't matter how far it goes. I mean, even Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel isn't going, even the Tanakhama isn't going to disagree with Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel in such a case. And even if the sales are way off, right, double or half, so then we'll still be fine. That's because it becomes more of an agreement between the parties. We'll have to see as we move forward. But then we'll pick up from this Gemara starting on Daf 100 next week. Transition. Okay, that's great.